Let's go to the Word today and look at choosing emotions that heal you. About 3,000 years ago, not too long before David's time, a man named Elkanah went yearly to worship at the Lord's temple. He took his family. His wife's name was Hannah. One of his wives was named Hannah. Year after year, they went to worship the Lord. It was a very festive time. It was a time of great joy, of rejoicing in the abundance of food and prosperity, but mostly rejoicing in the God to whom these people belonged. Year after year, there was a great rejoicing as they went to Shiloh to worship the Lord, but the Bible says destructive emotions raged within Hannah. Scripture says that she uncontrollably would break out into weeping, had weeping spells. There were times that she couldn't eat. I mean, she was so emotionally upset over not having a child that she just couldn't eat. She was a very troubled lady. Everyone else at the festival was happy and rejoicing, but not Hannah. Hannah's face remained downcast. Her husband would talk to her, "Hannah, don't you know that I love you?" He tried helping her, but words just couldn't change Hannah. Destructive emotions caused her to lose her appetite. I can imagine her losing more and more weight as she struggled with this desire to have a child, and yet she remained barren. But on one of their trips to the temple of the Lord, the Bible says that a few days after they arrived, Hannah ate and her appearance was no longer downcast. Let's read the verse. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse number 18.
She said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes." Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast.
A complete and instantaneous change. Her face is a face of joy, a smile that hadn't been there in years. And her appetite returns. I can imagine that after so many years of inadequate eating, now she just eats everything in sight. But what changed Hannah? Why was there such an instantaneous transformation of her physical appearance, going from a downcast face to a joyful face? Why the change in her eating habits? Now she can eat like everybody else and join in all the festivities at the Jewish festivals. What changed? Hannah escaped destructive human emotions and moved into God's healing emotions. I've been through my emotional battles through the years because of the birth defect that I was born with and just couldn't deal with and never was healed of, and it only grew worse and worse. And so often I would just get depressed for no reason, or get angry or become discouraged, just want to give up. But one day I was reading in Galatians. I want you to read with me from Galatians, please, chapter 5, verse number 22 and verse number 23. I knew these verses from high school days. They're called the fruit of the Spirit. But let's read them, and then let's notice something in addition it says.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Listen to that. Listen to that. The fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience. These are emotions. And as I read this, I began realizing that I was reading a list of God's emotions. So you see, God is an emotional person. That's why we're emotional. So God's presence brought His healing emotions to Sister Hannah. In His presence, she had wept. She had poured out her soul to the Lord, and as she poured out her soul, God poured in His healing emotions of love, but especially joy and peace and patience. And these healing emotions instantaneously transformed Hannah from a morose person to a happy person. So I want us to look today at choosing God's healing emotions. Let me suggest some things that will help us all choose these emotions, His healing emotions, for ourselves. First of all, we want to refuse to be pushed around by destructive emotions. The Bible says that Hannah stood up. The people were rejoicing. They were at table there in Shiloh, enjoying the great festival and the feast. And the Bible says that Hannah stood up and went to the temple of the Lord. I believe that she decided that her emotional struggles had gone on long enough. She stood up and left the presence of all those revelers, all those people gathered to enjoy the Lord in His presence. She stood up and went to the temple of the Lord. In spite of her feelings, in spite of her destructive emotions, she believed in her God-given identity as a child of God, as a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. She went to the God, the temple of the Lord. Now, brother, sister, whenever we're struggling emotionally, whenever we're struggling trying to love somebody that we really hate, whenever we're struggling to be happy when we really feel sad, whenever we're trying to be patient, whenever we feel very, very impatient, we need to first of all remember who God made us. Let's read some scriptures that describe who God made you. Colossians, please, chapter 1, verse number 13.
For He rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves.
There it is. What did God do to you? It tells you what He did to you. He rescued you from the kingdom of darkness and brought you into the kingdom of the Son He loves. You are no longer under the devil's jurisdiction. You are no longer under the jurisdiction of the sinful human nature or of the world. You are a child of God. Look now what it says about you in Romans chapter 6, verse number 6.
For we know that our old self was crucified with Him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
Our old self was crucified with Jesus. When Jesus died on that cross, sinful human nature died on that cross. So we can stand up and say, we know who we are. We don't have to be pushed around by these unpleasant, these destructive emotions anymore. We can accept God's healing emotions as our emotions. Look with me, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 17. Here the Bible tells you how close God is to you.
But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with Him in spirit.
It says you are one with God in spirit. It means your human spirit and God's Holy Spirit are so thoroughly mingled, so thoroughly meshed, that you really can't tell the one from the other. You became one with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit brought His emotions into you. You see, when the Holy Spirit came to earth, He didn't leave His love, joy, peace. He didn't leave His emotions in heaven. Do you leave your emotions at home when you go to HEB? Do you leave your emotions at work when you leave work and go home? No, every place you go, your emotions accompany you. So God's emotions are wherever He is. His love, God's joy, God's peace, God's patience is wherever He is. And where is He? He's in you. So there is divine love, divine patience, divine joy in every one of us. But with me, one more verse. 2 Timothy 1:7 describes you and me. It says,
For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
There it is. God gave us a spirit of power and of love. So these emotions of God, The fruit of the Spirit dwell in the believer because the Holy Spirit is in the believer. But God waits for us to do the same thing Sister Hannah did. He waits for us to stand up and take these emotions as our emotions, to claim them even if we don't feel them. Now, there's a beautiful scripture in Mark chapter number 10. It tells us the importance of standing up and claiming that we are who God says we are and can have what God says we can have. Let's read from Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 46 and 47.
Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, that is, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me."
Jesus entered the city. Huge crowds surrounded him, but this blind man along the side of the road began to shout, "Jesus, have mercy on me." Now look at the remarkable comments in verse 51 and 52. Here it says,
"What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
Everybody knew what the man needed. He needed healing for his eyes. He was a blind beggar. And yet in verse 51, Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do?" It seemed like such a necessary question. A question that was totally senseless, actually. The man needed healing for his eyes. Everybody could see that. There were no state commissions for the blind in those days. There were no national ministries to the blind or the physically handicapped. And yet Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The man could have said, "Oh, Jesus, I'd like to have a nice meal. Or I'd like to have a nice house." Jesus gave him a blank check. That man could have written on that check anything he wanted. But he said, "I want to be healed. I want to receive my sight." And if since that man stood up that day and said, "Jesus, I am a son of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I can have what you say, so I claim healing for my eyes." So, brother, sister, we have to stand up and take love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, self-control for ourselves. Yes, those emotions of the Holy Spirit, they dwell in us. But we have to take them when we do not feel them. Whenever we feel anger, we take love. Whenever we feel sad, we choose God's joy. Now, not only, though, must we refuse to be pushed around by destructive emotions, but we need to pour out our soul to the Lord. Notice what Sister Hannah did. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse number 15. Here the scripture says that Hannah wept much and poured out her soul to the Lord. She poured out her soul to the Lord. In bitterness of spirit, she wept much and prayed to the Lord. And in that way, she was pouring out her soul to the Lord. You see, whenever we pour out our soul to the Lord, the pouring out empties us of destructive emotions. Now, it's very important that you as a believer learn how to go to God in private and weep if you need to. Feel free to weep in His presence. Feel free to call upon Him. Feel free to pour out your soul to the Lord with bitter words. Pour out your soul to the Lord, because the pouring out empties you of destructive emotions. And then God's healing, then God absorbs your destructive emotions into Himself. It's exactly what happened to Sister Hannah. She poured out her bitterness in God's presence, and at that same time, God absorbed that bitterness into His infinite nervous system. Look with me at Jesus in Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 7. Here it says,
"During the days of Jesus' life on earth, He offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save Him from death, and He was heard because of His reverent submission."
Let's read the first part of the verse again.
"During the days of Jesus' life on earth, He offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears."
He offered up loud prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears. He knew how to pour out his soul to the Lord. And as he did, God absorbed Jesus' fears into Himself. As Jesus struggled in Gethsemane, trying to find the strength to face the time when people would pull out His beard, crown Him with thorns, spit upon Him, beat Him with whips, ridicule Him with their words, and finally crucify Him. As Jesus was trying to overcome His fears of all this torture, He poured out His soul to the Lord, and God absorbed Jesus' destructive emotions into His presence. And finally, Jesus stood up in the strength of the Lord and said to the apostles, "Let's go. My betrayer is at hand." So you see, Sister Hannah poured out her soul to the Lord, and God absorbed her bitterness, her lack of joy, into Himself. And then, after pouring out her soul to the Lord, God began pouring in His emotions into Sister Hannah. It always happens that way. God will always pour in a fresh anointing, a fresh presence of love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, kindness, self-control. He'll pour all His emotions into you as you pour out your emotions that are destroying you. Look with me again. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse number 18.
"She said, 'May your servant find favor in your eyes.' Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast."
Absolute change, complete change, from a face of sadness to a face of happiness. Absolute change from an emotional wreck that couldn't eat into an emotionally stable person who could eat anything set before her. So, brother, sister, your God's waiting for you to stand up and say, "God, I'm your child. I don't have to be pushed around by these emotions that are destroying me anymore. I can enjoy the emotions of God. Joy, love, peace, patience, all the emotions of God become yours. As you pour out your soul to Him, He will pour in His love for you." One of the most remarkable examples of God pouring love, His love, into human hearts is the apostles. All during the Gospels, we see apostles who constantly squabbled among themselves. They squabbled about their position in Jesus' kingdom. Everybody wanted to be on the right hand and the left hand of Jesus. No one wanted to be servant. Everyone wanted to be served. Even to the very day of His betrayal, the apostles were still arguing about who's the greatest. Well, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit entered these apostles, and they began to pour out their soul to God and praise in what we call a prayer language. They poured out their soul to God. And you know what? Their rivalry was cured. Because in Acts chapter 2, verse 14, it says that Peter stood up with the 11. There was harmony, unity among the apostles. Nobody said, "Peter, sit down. I can speak better than you. I should be telling these people about Jesus, not you." No, there was no rivalry. There was only unity because God had poured His love into the apostles. So God is waiting to pour His emotions into every one of us. We want to go on with our lives. We want to go on with our lives like Sister Hannah did. In fact, it says that Hannah went her way. Book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 1, verse number 18. She went her way. She went back to her husband. She went back to her family. She went back to her rival. She didn't try to avoid life's pain. She didn't try to avoid non-Christians. She didn't try to avoid anything anymore because the emotions of God were in her. They were controlling her. In fact, she returned to real life as a carrier of God's emotions. She returned to life as a carrier of God's emotions. You know, I've heard on medical science, they talk about this person is a carrier of this disease or this situation. This person has this gene or this chromosome. They are carriers of this or that. And one day it came to me, we need to be carriers of God's emotions. And so Sister Hannah, on that day so long ago, met with the Holy Spirit in the temple of the Lord. And there was an exchange that took place. He took her sadness, and she absorbed the Holy Spirit's joy. The Holy Spirit took into Himself her hopelessness, and Hannah received the hopefulness that only comes from God. So, brother, sister, God intends for us all to be carriers of His emotions. And we can be if we will pour out our soul when we're hurting and let God pour in His goodness to us. You know, Dee and I pastored a young lady one time. She was going through real struggles. In fact, she had lived quite a life of sin for years. But she came back to the Lord and received everything He had for her. And her whole countenance changed. And one day she came to us and she said, "You know, people on the job are asking me, did you change makeup?" Well, she might have changed makeup perhaps, but really she was changed inside. She became full of the emotions of God. And her countenance was so altered that people on the job were wondering if she had changed makeup. That's the life God has for you. God's healing emotions will empower us to be like the Lord and to do God's will. You see, Sister Hannah was struggling, trying to do God's will. She said, "God, if you'll give me a son, I'll give him back to you and allow him to be raised by Eli the priest." The Bible says that, yes, she bore a son, that long-awaited son. And let's read about it. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 28, and then chapter 2, verse 1.
"So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. Then Hannah prayed and said, 'My heart rejoices in the Lord.'"
Here, Hannah had the emotional strength to give up her son, her firstborn. I can't imagine that, but she gave him away to the priest to be raised in the temple of the Lord. And then in chapter 2, verse 1, she says, "My soul rejoices in the Lord." Even after walking away from her little boy and going back home, her soul was rejoicing in God because, you see, God was using her to do God's will. God needed a prophet. That little prophet named Samuel became the man Samuel who turned the whole nation of Israel around and helped David become king of Israel. So you see, God is working through your difficulties. God is not working in spite of your difficulties. He wants to work through them. And those emotions that you're struggling with, He can use them in your favor and in favor of His plan. Go to this God, in whom is plenteous love joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness. Whatever you need, you can find it in God. You can win over every inner struggle, every inner battle. You can choose God's healing emotions for yourself and experience the kind of emotion that Sister Hannah described. My soul rejoices in the Lord. She experienced a joy that cannot be humanly manufactured. She knew a joy that cannot be created through human effort. She experienced God's joy. Joy from heaven flowed down to Sister Hannah's spirit. And she was an earthling who lived on this planet. But she was different. There was something inside of Hannah that came from heaven. So, brother, sister, heavenly emotions can be yours. You can be freed from that sadness. No, maybe your circumstances won't change. Maybe your past won't change. But you can change inside just like Hannah did. Maybe you can get over, you can get over that hatred. You can get over that unforgiving spirit when the love of Jesus fills your heart. Love from heaven. Let's pray. Jesus, we love you. We thank you for your emotions that are available to us. Now, Father, I pray for people who are listening today or who will listen to future CDs. God, may they make up their minds that they are sons and daughters of God who are eligible to experience the emotions of God in their spirits. We love you and thank you for our victory. In your name, Jesus. Amen.